Hello and welcome to Pokey Sports, a competitive Pokemon podcast. I'm Mike and I play with one Pokemon on the field at night.
I'm Kevin. I put too much drink in this cup. Hey guys.
We have to keep ourselves awake somehow.
Listen, we shouldn't be recording this late, but hey, it's currently midnight and 35 minutes.
36, Kevin. 36.
Midnight and 36 minutes.
Yeah, we've got Pokey Sports at night to do, so.
Yeah, this was totally intentional. I mean, at this point, 100%. we used to have a schedule for this. Then we decided to, like, get, multiple jobs in multiple places that take up multiple hours of multiple days of multiple weeks.
Yeah, and then also we don't plan very well, so. Yeah. It's like 2 days until the podcast comes out and we're like, yeah, okay, we assume that we have time. Oh, we don't have time? All right, well, you know what? Let's go back to this.
Communication? Then. What's that?
Who needs it? Who needs
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Are we still playing Unite after this podcast?
I mean, yeah.
Sure.
Kind of have to.
What could possibly go wrong?
Lack of sleep. Improper bodily functions.
I actually don't have to record tomorrow, so yeah, because I got the appraisal coming in, so I'm like, okay, I don't have to wake up at 7 just to get a video out.
Well, and I need to get my Unite games in, because oh boy, playing Unite with other people
sucks.
No. I had been for like a week straight only playing Unite solo, and that was
other people being me.
Okay. Yeah. Other people being you. I was also streaming last week and I played with another person. And we played so many games and I got so many of those little energy guys that I had the daily max is 30 of the like gacha machine that you can roll. So you can do 30 times of that. And I hit that max 2 days in a row with only playing 1 day's worth.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever hit that max. Or if I did, I never noticed.
When I play solo, I do not hit that max.
Oh, the game probably just like pumps extra energy for having friends.
100%.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say I caved and I ended up just like spending real life money and getting Mew.
Oh, okay. Well,
you say I'm getting like blown up by this Pokemon so much that I'm like, okay, let's try it. I'm at that point where it's just like, okay, it's clearly Solar Beam Light Screen is the way to go with that Pokemon. Fine, mm-hmm. Fair enough. That's all it is. Solar Beam Light Screen.
Have you been playing a lot of it?
No, I just literally unlocked it this morning. I didn't spend all my money. I tried to like get everything to 80 and then like making the easy and like doing the easy ones that I was close to. Like if I was close to something, I was just like, okay, I won't spend. I'll spend X minus 20 so that I can just play a game and get this. You know, I was being very meticulous about it. I think I only spent like $3, which is pretty good compared to like, other characters are usually like, what, $7, $9, $8.
Oh, totally. Totally. They gave you such a
I like what they
ramp
did
to Mew. Yeah.
I like what they did a lot. Yeah. I like and now that. We have like Dodrio coming that. Out.
Dodrio. Yeah. Even.
Oh, yeah.
Not only do we have Dodrio coming out, but we've also been given a trailer for Clefairy and Clefable.
A very bad trailer.
Ooh.
That was a rough trailer. Timmy, if you're listening to this, it might not sound like we're the biggest advocates of you. We love your games, but whoever runs your video department.
Yeah.
Just like,
I'm not a huge fan of your in-game camera, however you use that for.
I don't give a crap what the character looks like when you score a goal. I really don't care. Show me its moves.
In the trailer, Clefairy and Clefable, they don't look done. Like
all they do is hop.
Yeah.
When they attack, they go eek. It's like a double kick. Like you guys used to complain about the Sword and Shield animations. Have you seen the animation with double kick? Instead of actually kicking, it just goes boink.
Right. Boink, exactly. Poof. Exactly. And I mean, we still have a month until Clefairy and Clefable come out. So, I mean, that is part of it. But what I do know about Clefairy and Clefable is this was one of the Pokemon that were in the beta.
Wow.
Yeah. Like these character models have been in the game for a while, but they withheld it for whatever reason. Maybe because people were sharing it too much and they didn't want to be super predictable. So they're like, all right, we'll give you Wigglytuff. But yeah, so I mean, they're going to be putting out Clefairy Clefable. Maybe what they shared was actual beta footage.
I really hope just, so.
You know,
it looked a little rough around the edges.
I don't want it to look like that.
I was a little bit disappointed. Like, Clefable is one of your favorite Pokemon, right?
So yes, for a very long time.
So the thing though that I was disappointed about, and I think you'll probably be disappointed about it too, because it just doesn't seem like it matches your playstyle. It kind of reminded me of Sona. Right, where you just like click a button, get an AOE, and then something happens. That's all that happens, right? It's we're just like, it's fun, it's all right, but it's not like super skill intensive. I don't think it does seem like a healer, which is cool. I mean, the game does need more healers. Mm-hmm. Anything to replace a Blissey, because I'm tired of seeing that piece of trash. yeah, it's all right.
I've got to say that. Clefable, you just reminded me of my time in singles playing with Clefable and just how beautiful of a nightmare it was. So Clefable comes with three possible abilities, right? It can either have cute charm or magic guard as its normal ability, or unaware as its hidden ability. Magic guard was actually sometimes a preferable ability, but unaware.
With like life orb. Is that the one that works with life orb? Right. Yeah. Okay, so that's the one that Alex Zam likes to do.
Wait, does it actually not take damage from life orb? Is that what you're saying?
I think so. Is that the one that Mr. Mime? I know the one that Mr. Mime gets does not take damage from life orb. It will double. Wow. Not Mr. Mime. I keep saying Mr. Mime. It's Alakazam. They're both Gen 1 psychic types.
Mm.
I'll
tell you that right now in Sword and Shield. One of the main
sets on
Clefable, is actually Magic Guard. Running Magic Guard and leftovers, and then you just do like Moonblast, Soft Boil, Stealth Rock, and Knock Off. So it's more or less a utility Pokemon.
It still gets Knock Off, or is this an OU?
That's an OU.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it probably doesn't get Knock Off, but it does get Knock Off.
So a lot of the Clefable sets go for Magic Guard. Personally, I like to use Unaware because I just like Unaware as an ability, and I think it's really, really cool.
Hey, for what it's worth, you could still die to Zacian, but not at plus one.
The problem with Clefable as a Pokemon is that it dies to Zacian.
But it's not at a plus one. It's at a neutral Behemoth Blade.
I mean, you're right. But it's still going up against a 100 accuracy, 100 power steel stab move.
If they did not introduce Rillaboom to this generation, Quagsire would be top tier competitive.
100%.
Easily. That Pokemon is the counterization. Easily. The reason it doesn't exist is because that stupid monkey exists.
Kevin, that's a very good take that you just made.
Yeah. That's literally the only reason that Quagsire isn't played.
I think I really respect that take.
Thank you. Wow. I've worked 3 years for me to come to this conclusion.
If the monkey didn't exist.
Monkey was never real.
Is it a tadpole? A big tadpole? No, it's a Quagsire.
It's a salamander, I think, right?
What it's supposed.
It's like an axolotl, kind of. A Wooper is an axolotl, 100%, because it has the same antennae coming from its face.
What is Quagsire is what I just typed in. It's a light blue bipedal amphibious Pokemon. If I scroll down to the trivia, let's see. Shadow Quagsire doesn't have red eyes. That's not what I meant.
You don't understand what that means because you never played Gale of Darkness.
No, you're right. I need to on Patreon. Quagsire appears to be based on a giant salamander. So says Bulbapedia. You know, nobody said that anyway. So, I mean,
what? Hello?
Yeah. Anyway, Clefable. Clefable's a bad.
Clefable's a pink salamander.
Right. Yeah. Honestly, I can't wait to use it. What?
We have Clefable and Gengar. Those are like a couple.
Oh.
That's cute. We can have like a Clefable Gengar bot lane and be so cute together.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be great. And then people are going to be like, why are you going Gengar bot lane? And we're going to be like, I don't know, man. It's fine. Because
look how cute they are together.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be getting I know what your answer is. I'm teeing you up to talk about this.
Okay.
You going to be getting the Scarlet and Violet Switch?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yo. Absolutely. Pre-orders are happening internationally. I'm still holding off to see if one happens nationally. I'm sure it will eventually.
What's the difference?
The difference is I don't have to wait a week for it to get here.
Are you planning
just a day?
Oh, okay, that's fair. So the Switch that you get with Scarlet, does it come with Scarlet and Violet?
Probably not. That seems like a lot.
What would it come with? One of them?
Sure. I don't care. I think it comes with one of them. I don't know. It's $360, so it has the price of a game infused in it. Maybe you choose. Who knows? Maybe it gives you a key. Maybe it gives you a key for mm-hmm. both, but you only pick one to download.
Oh, now there's something.
Or maybe it doesn't come with a game at all. You're just playing. You're just paying for the pretty little pictures.
Or maybe they already gave us this information. We just don't know.
Yeah, maybe we should be better people.
Yeah, it's fine.
We had a trailer this week.
We did have a trailer this week.
That we never got to talk about because we also decided to record an in-person podcast very early.
It wasn't that early. Wait, when did this trailer drop? It dropped on Wednesday. It dropped last Wednesday.
Yeah, the day that we uploaded a new podcast had nothing to do with the trailer. So we're a week late, is what you're saying.
I'm trying to think about the timeline here. Didn't it come out on the day?
It was Saturday, then Wednesday. The Saturday podcast went to Wednesday.
Uh-huh. But no matter when we recorded, on our normal podcast recording.
That's also fair.
We never would have been recording
on
the
same day. Maybe we should move our recording day to Thursday.
You know what? Maybe we should record on the same day we publish. And then it's just so relevant.
Just record live, publish live.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that definitely went well when we decided to do live podcasts in the past. Mm-hmm. That definitely, nothing ever bad happened with those.
No. No. No live issues. Everything worked out great. Go listen to podcast number 14.
Five.
Yeah. So yeah, we got a trailer. And we got some pretty good information out of it.
Got three new mons, baby.
It wasn't the fully competitive trailer that we got before that at Worlds.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was like super hype.
That one was just, oh yes, give me exactly what I want. But this one gave us cloth. And
that's all we needed.
I mean, we got SpongeBob,
me boy.
The amount of people that will name cloth either Mr. Krabs or me boy or Money. Cloth is a rock type Pokemon. Its ability lowers its defense and special defense, but boosts attack, special attack, and speed when its HP is 50% or less. Does that sound familiar?
It gets a free cell smirch.
It gets a free smack smirch. Yes.
That's
it
cool.
It gets a free shell smash when it's below 50% HP.
They're just and making really moves neat. Abilities now.
That's really neat. If you can somehow, I guess, boost defense for the first 50% of its HP, maybe give it a little berry, and then once its defense goes down or once its HP goes down, you trigger the berry, they get the HP back, and the shell smash is triggered. Now suddenly you've got a god.
Okay, let's be honest. Cloth is probably gonna suck, but
Cloth's
it's
gonna
so
be
cool.
Really bad.
Yeah. It's cool that this ability exists now, though, right?
I like it, and I really hope
it's like reverse. It's like reverse Archaeops.
Every time a new ability like this comes out that seems pretty neat, I'm always like, this is going to be the expansion. This is going to be the generation where, skill swap is just so good.
You have some belly drum anger shell shenanigans.
Why would you bother belly drumming?
Just to cut your HP in half. That's the
attack boost that you get is nothing.
My big brain is working right now.
Tell me your big brain. Yeah.
You ready for this? Late night with PokeSports. So Poke you Sports can
at night.
You can calc an Aqua Jet to do exactly half health to your own cloth.
100%.
And once you calc that Aqua Jet to do exactly half health, then you can self-proc your Anger Shell. Weakness policy boost it.
Weakness policy boost it.
You're then +4 at +2 speed.
Yeah.
rock slide everything.
This is not a novel idea. This is a good idea. Yes. And I applaud you for coming up with it.
Thank you. I'm the only person to ever think of this.
This is, for all intents and purposes, Aquajet into Colossal. It's the exact same thing.
We skip a step. We don't have to sit through a Dynamax animation. No, this is better than Aquajet into Colossal. Well, not really, because plus six is better than plus two. But plus four is also better than plus two.
Okay, so then there's also some other things that you could do, right?
Fake it out so that terastalization happens.
Sure. I hate this. Oh, no. That actually plays really well into what I was going to say. You terastalize.
Aquajet.
No. You terastalize into ghost type, shadow sneak from the other your partner Pokemon. Now you can't be fake outed. And you have ghost type. And then you Terrablast.
I like
this.
Terrablast, baby. Let's go.
I really hope that Pokemon's in the game.
Gen 9 LC. Let's get it.
Yeah, exactly. We're so unhinged past midnight.
I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
Gen 9 is continually impressing me with what it names its Pokemon.
Yes, 100%. Clough
is absolutely perfect. It has claws. It's a I love it.
It's Clough. It's claw. It's foof. Yes. Grabai.
Right now, the worst Pokemon name in Generation 9 is Paldean Wooper. At me. I dare you.
You can find a little bit of solace in the fact that when it comes out, it will be just called Wooper.
Whoopa.
Sea Titan is a good one too. No, nothing compares to Lechonk and Smoliv. They got it.
Oh no,
they
figured it out. I'm gonna do you one better. Fido.
Okay. Nah, come you're right. On. Oh, you're right.
Fido.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Okay, let's play a game.
Okay.
We have to come up with an evolution to Fido now. We have to come up with a name to it. It has to be something dog related.
Mm-hmm. So you go Fido, Rover.
Rodo. Robred.
Roder.
Grover?
No. Why?
I don't know.
That's fair.
This is hard. This is why.
Okay, let's go the other way. Bread. Thoroughbred.
Thoroughbred. Yes. I like that.
If
inbred. No, bad.
No,
Take it back.
Fido. If Fido doesn't evolve into Thoroughbred, I riot. I riot. Absolutely. And that is a Michael promise.
What do you think Clough evolves into? Was that the evolution already?
I think Clough evolves.
Clough evolves into Legf. I've Krebs.
Okay, so wait, I don't know what Clough is a playoff of.
It's just
Claw. I get that.
Yeah. That's it.
Is that it?
It's a Clough friend, so it's the abbreviation Clough.
Okay. Well, what's another word for Clough? Oh, I got one. Pincer. Wait.
Wait, hold on. Take it a step back. We did this one already.
I bet Pokemon's cursing themselves now. They've already used it.
Coming up with Pokemon names is kind of hard. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, okay, but they also don't do it on the spot.
Fuecoco's evolution is Fuecaca. Wait, take it back.
It's not.
Like we were saying, Clough is a new Pokemon.
Yeah.
It gets armor shells. Apparently 4'3". That's good to know, and weighs 174 pounds. I'm on the Pokemon website right now.
It's 173 pounds.
Boy's a rock. He's heavy.
Wow.
It's the ambush Pokemon, so apparently it likes to fight with other Cloughs.
And likes to dance. I want to talk about the other two, because the other two are where it's at.
Yes.
We've got
the other two Mega Man Pokemon.
Yeah, we got the Mega Man Pokemon.
Where are we starting?
Armarouge and Cerulege. I'm just putting it all on the table right now. Armarouge is
They're apparently version exclusives, and they evolve from the same Pokemon, I think.
Oh, okay. Like a Tyrogue situation, just if Hitmonchan and Hitmonlee were done a little better.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they were given Buster Cannons. Yeah.
So Armor Rouge is a fire and psychic type exclusive to Scarlet, and it knows the move Armor Cannon, which lowers its own defense and special defense when used. Sound familiar?
Yes. Hmm. It's a fire type special move. So it's a special
close combat
fire type close combat. Fancy.
So think of all of your favorite things about Pokemon. Special, fire, and close combat. It's yeah, all of it
sounds
those
good to me. Guess what? It'll probably have 5 PP.
Well, you can't give it too much.
That's true.
That would be an issue.
It is just kind of a guy, though.
It's just kind of a dude.
It's just a guy. Mm-hmm. It's just a trainer looks like it just fell into a vat of lava and then, hey, became sentient. It's also 4'11". It's a little guy. It's shorter than me.
But I like it.
It also has flash fire. I guess that's worth noting that this fire type is not going to get hurt by fire moves. Oh, no. Shocker. Wow.
Is that OK? But listen, is that good?
That's whack.
Is that whack?
It's OK. I mean, flash fire is all right. Mm-hmm. I would much rather have it like, you know, be immune to. Any immunity is good. Mm-hmm. I would much rather have it be immune to something it's weak to, though. Right. Like, be immune to ghost, because you can't scare the knight or something. That'd be cool.
Well, you can also... wait a second. So I guess you can't... remind me what flash fire does.
You just every time you get hit by a fire move, your fire moves are powered up for a turn.
Okay, no, that's not... That's not what I thought it was. That's not good. I don't like that.
It's something like that. I think it's a turn. It's not that important. The important thing is that it gives you immunity to fire moves.
Yeah, okay, but whoa. So it does give you immunity to fire moves.
Now that you mentioned terrestrializing earlier, I guess it can be good because you can finagle your way in there to have a
Like
advantageous, just be a grass type, I guess, sure. And be like, hey, I'm a grass type that isn't weak to fire. Good luck.
I mean, Pokemon's kind of circumvented all of their signature moves by introducing terrestrialization because, like,
Armor
Rouge has Armor Cannon now. If that is a fire move, that's going to be, I don't really want to terrestrialize this Pokemon anymore.
Knowing Game Freak, they gave this Pokemon Armor Cannon, made it a special fire type move, and then they're going to make this Pokemon have like 50 special attack and 135 physical attack. We'll see.
Right.
I really hope they don't.
So it does absorb fire, which is cool. Good in singles, really good in singles. I don't know about its usability in VGC.
The thing is, the other one does the same thing, though.
The other one does the same thing? Cerule Edge is a fire ghost type. It's exclusive to Violet, and it knows the move Bitter Blade that reduces reduces the user's HP by up to 50% of the damage. Restores the user's HP by up to 50% of the damage inflicted. I was like, what is... That's a bad move.
That's not a good thing. Use Fire Blast.
Physical Giga Drain, right?
Okay, so they're getting a little creative here. We got a physical one, which makes sense, and we got a special one.
Yeah.
One is a special close combat. One is a physical Giga Drain.
Okay.
See, my issue is that I plan to get, like, I feel like the Fire Ghost used to be a unique typing.
Okay.
I think it's not a unique type anymore. Because we got Typhlosion, Hisuian, Typhlosion. Everyone's saying that, Fuecoco is going to be a Ghost Pepper, which is probably going to be a Ghost type. We got Chandelure. Like, it almost feels like Ghost Fire isn't special anymore.
Wow, that's actually true.
Huh. Yeah, it's like I'm kind of feeling the other one right now. I know this design is cool. You know, we got purple fire things, we got double-edged swords, but like I don't know. I think special and like a special close combat just seems more important to me than a fire type Giga Drain. Because Giga Drain is actually weak. It's like 75 base power.
I don't know. I'm looking at the Pokemon that are already Ghost and Fire and the Pokemon that are already Psychic and Fire. And like the Ghost Fire Pokemon are really good, right? Like Chandelure, Blacephalon is another one that we didn't mention.
Yeah. The thing is, like, I'm planning on getting Fuecoco.
Yeah.
Mike's fiance actually decided for me. I'm getting Fuecoco.
Yeah.
If I'm getting Fuecoco and if Fuecoco is a fire ghost, I don't think I want Cerulege.
I don't think it's going to be good. I'm just going to put that out there.
This looks like a Pokemon that has 70 base speed. Yeah. Like, can we look at it? It has 70 base speed.
Right? Like, unless it pulls like a full 180 and just becomes a completely different Pokemon, you know? If it lives through that, was it 7 years where all the cells in your body regenerate? and it just turns out something completely different, then maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm not okay. Confident.
We'll let you guys decide. Are you guys, this could be the question for the day, right? Are you guys Team Cerulege or Team Armarouge?
Yeah, that's true. That is a pretty good question, huh?
Yeah, let us know. I know a lot of, right now I'm Team Scarlet, like, without a doubt. The only Pokemon that I would say can convince me to turn Violet is maybe Mirrodon. Because I think Mirrodon is going to be very fast and very strong. But honestly, like, I'm like, you give me Stonjourner, you give me Titar, you give me Armarouge, I think I take those three.
Yeah.
Then, like, Salamence. I guess Salamence looks cool, but, like, it ain't going to be competitively viable. Ain't no way compared to, like, Tyranitar.
I do think I just learned something about myself, though.
What's up?
I tend to go for the second.
Usually do too.
So yeah. Like red and blue, I went for blue. Gold and silver, I went for silver.
We both went shield. Yeah, I usually do that too, but this might be the first time that I don't. That's a lie. I played X and not Y.
Y. So did I. No, no, no.
Oh no, you played X, okay. You played Y.
I think I played I'm pretty sure I played X. I did play X. Yeah, yeah.
We got both those chromosomes anyway, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. all right, let's go to last episode's question of the day. That was a two-parter. Question was a two-parter. I asked one for the Unite folks, and I asked one for the VGC folks.
So accommodating.
I know, right? I'm the best. For Unite folks, I said, has this patch helped the game? Because we had a huge Unite patch. The entire game was changed. Kevin and I have been playing the ever-loving stuffing out of it. And personally, I think it's a much better game now for it.
It's healthy. I think it's a healthy change.
Yeah.
It actually feels like certain buffs are important. It feels like certain Pokemon are important. It feels like experience is distributed a lot better, especially between the top and the bottom lane. It feels like Aleki's and Registeels and Regirocks, they're equally as important. Like I can make an argument that Registeel and Regieleki, they're, in my opinion, they're equally as important, right? There's no, it's not like we have to go to Dreadnought and then Rotom. It's like, oh, we just go wherever we have the manpower.
Yeah, you just kind of go with the flow of the game. And then, you know, if it works out, then great.
I think Emblems was an incredible change, even though it is kind of a gacha system and I can't get a stupid Slowbro to save my life. It was a very positive improvement of the game, like, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, and I mean, Emblems I don't really feel that often anymore. At the beginning of Emblems coming out, I was like, yeah, now all these Pokemon now are doing like a billion damage to me and I'm like, oh, why am I so sad? But I don't know if it's actually like that.
The thing is, I think Emblems was a good way to peel away from tanks, dude. It's like,
sure.
Because now no one's using defensive emblems. They exist, but they suck.
Yeah.
You know, defensive emblems, pinks, purples, and blues, those are your afterthoughts. Mm-hmm. Your primary like game plan is typically black emblems, red emblems. Even the attack speed ones kind of stuck. I know a lot of people don't even bother with those.
Not
really. The HP emblems are pretty decent, though. But yeah, you know, it's like...
No,
it stepped away from tank meta, which is, I think is very healthy.
And it also gave kind of a feeling of, I guess, ownership over the Pokemon that you're playing. It's like, oh, yeah, no, I built this. Like,
yeah, this I is built mine. The things this around is my this Pokemon. Set. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
And then for VGC, I asked the question of if you've participated in Spikemouth Cup, which you did.
I have.
Mm-hmm.
I lost, but it was great. Listen, man, Ryan's a tough cookie.
Well, yeah, I mean, you dipped your feet in lava to try and learn how to swim. Like, it's
Ryan's
not
really good.
Challenging Sableye as your first foray into Spikemouth is tough.
I mean, hey, I watched his playback of it. He was impressed by me, so that makes me happy. I took a game off of him, which is nice. You know, all I needed was one game, I can say.
There's so much I could say about thinking of the other perspective in a Pokemon game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are some times where you can feel really embarrassed about plays that you do.
That's why I love our verses, dude. Yeah. Our verses videos are so good when we have just the playback right next to each other. It's like, I say something and you're literally thinking the opposite or you're thinking the same. It's just great seeing that interaction. And it just made me think, like, there was a moment where in my perspective of the battle, I lost game one, right? Mm-hmm. Sorry, spoilers for those that didn't watch it, but you should have been watching it by now. it's been up for 3 days. What are
We've
you doing?
We've got a lot of videos burying it right now. You're actually going to have to actively dig a little bit for it.
It's the pink thumbnail. You'll find it. Mm-hmm. so there was a part in the video where he beat me game one. And then it was game two that I knew that my lead didn't work, but my brain was like, I'm going to do it again because Ryan's not going to expect me to do it again. And then he commented, quoting me, there's no way that Ryan expects me to do the exact same lead. And then he said, I absolutely did it. And you know what? I have won the game too.
Right?
I'm like, it didn't work. I'm going to do it again.
what an interesting tactic going with the exact same lead after having lost.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I was running Drifblim Lele. And you know I love me my Drifblim.
That's true.
You know, we had Balloon Week for early PokeSports. Just bringing back Balloon Week. But no, Spikemouth seems like it's not easy. It's really hard.
I think that's the point.
The thing is, like,
I think Dynamax made things a lot easier.
It's baby mode. Yeah, Dynamax is baby mode.
But it's for definitely, me, it's definitely like a comfort zone for a lot of players right now.
The thing with Dynamax and the difference is, okay, so since I've already spoiled the whole battle, Sableye had a Celestula, which my team couldn't deal with.
Yeah,
I had an Insign. There were times where I could have clicked that Dynamax button. We were playing Series 9, so the Dynamax button is still there. It's staring at you in the face.
Mm-hmm.
There are times where I just could have clicked that Dynamax button, smacked them with the Max Flare, Celestia would have been gone. And there was actually a comment that, okay, I will go back for this. This comment was actually hilarious. But yeah, like that option to Dynamax is always great. It's like, I mean, I'm too salt. Okay, this was by Ali Ferris on YouTube. I mean, I'm too salty. I would have Dynamaxed Insign Max Flare to kill Celestula and then DC and remove the other guy from my friends list. That's just me, though.
Sometimes I wish that was an option.
That option was there because I think Spikemouth you can't actually download the rules for. So you just have to honor code your Series 9.
No, I mean the whole like deleting people off of your friends list and just being like, yeah, I did it. Bye.
And I won.
Yeah, exactly. And I won. Yeah. So anyway, yes, back to the Q&A. Unite has this patch help the game. VGC, have you participated in Spikemouth Cup? Smeltzer says, I enjoy the game more from this patch because it seems more like every second matters. Yeah, for a lot of people and for a very long time, people believed that the first 8 minutes of the game barely mattered. You know, you end up two minutes left and everybody's like relatively the same level, you know, plus or minus one or two here or there. But if you get one good Zapdos steal, One, you get all the experience in the world. Two, you get all the EOS energy in the world. Three, you get to go to any one of those goals and score away. You know, it now at least, like, just judging by the fact that, like, people are still trying to surrender at 5 minutes, 4 minutes left.
Defeatist culture is real, man.
It's big in this one.
I'm realizing it after you mentioned it. It's ridiculous. People, like, relax.
Yeah.
Just chill. Like, Rayquaza isn't better than Zapdos by any means.
Right.
It's also not bad. Right?
No.
I think it's good. It's not like it's...
It's still worth fighting at 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be the team that ignores it and then has the other team go and take it.
Like, if you're sitting around, like, playing within DDs while Rayquaza's up, you're trolling. Like, you still got to be there. You still got to play that objective.
Yeah.
I think they balanced it. Like, I think, sure, Zapdos broken, probably. Even though I think you and me agreed that it wasn't broken, that people are just bad. Like, in early Unite, but, like, after seeing how they reworked it into a Rayquaza, I think you and I can both agree that, yeah, probably Zapdos was better than it should have been.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. That one I agree with. Was it broken? I don't think it was broken. I think it was a part of the game. It was a part of the game that was very, very important.
Yeah.
It's just, it did too much. Like, Dynamax, it did too much. And and now Rayquaza has balanced it and does, in my opinion, just enough.
Yeah. Just enough. I think, like, it's perfect.
There are situations where the enemy team will take out Rayquaza and then you just attack the enemy team.
You just
stop
them.
You break their shield and then they can't do the thing that Rayquaza was supposed to let them do.
Gives you just enough of an advantage to score if you're ahead and fail if you're behind still. There's still that little bit of wiggle room. I had a thought because I don't know about how the weather is in Canada right now, but currently here there's like a severe downpour and like torrential thunderstorms. Like I was struggling to get back home tonight. And I was just thinking, like, imagine Primordial or Primal Ogre existed in the same metagame that Zacian existed.
Okay.
Bruh. Like, that would be ridiculous. Like, a Zacian that just can't get hit by a fire move.
Like a Tournament of Power, Tournament of Champions, Dragon Ball Super kind of thing.
Zacian would only be weak to ground.
Yeah.
Tell me that's not stupid. Yeah, like, imagine those two existed. But yeah. That was just my tangent.
That was your passing.
Do we have more questions?
Yes, we do have more questions, but
more
I
want to land
on this. No, that's fine. Sylveon says, Unite, yes. Firstly, there's no more Zapdos. Secondly, we get Mew and also Psychic type Supremacy. Who'd have thought that Mr. Mime would have been one of those Pokemon?
What happened?
In Psychic type Supremacy.
Ain't that the biggest troll?
It's huge. That
Timmy was just like, hey, remember this Pokemon you all forgot? We made it broken. Good luck. Have fun.
But they did hot fix it, I believe.
Good.
Yeah.
It still feels dumb.
It still feels pretty dumb. But at least it's not, you know, 1v5.
It was really bad for a while. Yeah. It made me question whether they actually test any of this. But, I mean, I'm glad they fixed it. The only other time that I can recall them ever hot fixing a Pokemon was, you know, release Gengar, all the good old days. I still have like a 65% win rate with Gengar.
And you're not touching it again.
No, I'm just, that's my highest win rate. No matter what I do, I can't get better than that.
For anybody still wondering, anybody who hasn't stopped by the stream, twitch.tv/pokesports, I am no longer a Venusaur main in Unite. I am ostensibly a Unite main. Wow. A Decidueye main.
Sticking with those grass starters, though.
Still the grass starter.
You picked Decidueye, your Sun and Moon run, too, right? You seem like a Decidueye
guy. Yeah, I guess so. I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't like it in your Sun and Moon run?
No.
It's a cool typing, though. I mean, it's kind of bad, but it's different.
Very cool typing. Yeah, anything that, like, incorporates ghost types well enough, I really, really like. But
I never understood the lore behind it. Like, okay, it's a grass flying, but then it dies.
I don't know if ghost. I don't know if ghost always means that it's dead.
Do you want to repeat that sentence?
Listen, yo, Danny Phantom, he was just 13 when his parents built a very strange machine.
Yo, Danny Phantom was the original Pokemon trainer. Gonna catch him all because he's Danny Phantom.
That's right. The overlap was right there, but he didn't die. He didn't die. He could just turn into a ghost. There you go. I was able to.
That's a plot hole if I've ever seen one.
Sylveon also says no for VGC. Okay. I participated in Spike Myth Cup, but I'm willing to try. I can't wait to see. Oh, what's this? I can't wait to see my trans rights hyper voice Sylveon killing it. I don't know what that one is, but that sounds cool.
Trans rights hyper Sylveon is the shiny Sylveon. It has the.
Oh yeah. Oh cool.
The pastel blue, the pastel pink, and the white.
Oh, I never actually.
So yeah, it's trans
rights. I never put two and two together.
Other one that's also trans rights, is a Galarian Rapidash, or is it shiny Galarian Rapidash? It's kind of it has the same color scheme. I know. Galarian I only
Rapidash is. Yes.
I only know that because I ran the trans rights team for series 12.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I think Lintimon was the original creator of it.
Oh, nice. He's
a very good competitive player, yeah.
All right, we've got Clark 6'2".
Hey, Clark.
Says, I started in Series 10, so Spike Myth feels like home to me. I'm still learning, so I play on Showdown 90% of the time, so I don't have to build new sets every time. Spike Myth makes me happy.
Spike Myth is fun. Yeah, from what I can tell, Spike Myth is fun. For me, it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I went on a tangent, but yeah, Spike Myth, I feel like with Dynamax, I can make more mistakes and not get punished for it. Cause I'm just like, okay, I led bad. I can just Dynamax one of these and be fine.
Yeah.
You know, you have that option. Spike Myth is very punishing.
Spike Myth. Spike Myth. You kind of need to be making the right moves. It's Pokemon with Dynamax is like chess. But like you one of your queen. Any one of your what's it pieces can become a super piece. And it's strange how, you know, tough the game becomes when you just go back to playing normal chess.
Yeah.
It's a big difference. Choosing Dynamax timing because it was kind of like spelled out for us. Right.
And
like
if you got a good lead.
If you got a good lead, you can leverage that lead by Dynamaxing. Or if you got a good lead, you can leverage that by not Dynamaxing and saving it for later.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It's kind of, oh man, it's a little bit.
It's a weird mechanic, man. It's a very weird mechanic. It's a mechanic that we're never going to get again. It's like,
no.
Even terastalizing is going to be completely different. Like, yeah, there's a time and a place to terastalize, but I feel like Terastalize is going to, I don't know.
It's going to happen.
I'm scared and I'm excited at the same time. And there's no reason for it not to happen. Yeah, there's no reason for it. There's no reason to be like, I don't need to Terastalize this game. No, you will, right? Because type combinations don't always rock all the time. Sometimes they suck bad and you get to fix them now, right? It's like.
Or you get to empower them.
Yeah, you get to be adaptability, normal type boosted, terastalized Terra Blast Porygon Z.
Oh no. Oh no.
You know, I feel
like
how
Hyper Beam is still going to be the move.
Oh yeah, I think. Yeah. Like I said, if they don't want to break terastalization, they keep it at base 85.
If they keep Terra Blast at 85.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. Mm. Terra Blast. If they make Terra Blast base 100, broken. Done.
I don't think they can. I don't think that they ever will consider doing that ever.
I really hope not. Like, you got to think that Game Freak thinks about things before they release them. I haven't been convinced yet, so I guess we'll see. They released Calyrex Shadow, by the way. Just keep that in mind.
You know
spread
what?
Spread move Astro Barrage and Urshifu that Breakthrough Protects. Spike Myth, Urshifu is stupid good in Spike Myth. Doesn't matter which one, dude. Okay, I'm about to convince Mike to get into Spike Myth. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
So the strat is, and this was banned by like early versions of Spike Myth, like EV Cup.
Mm-hmm.
is to go Gothitelle with Fake Out, Trick Room and Helping Hand, pair it next to an Urshifu with Choice Band. Now you eliminate the chance for them to swap out. You eliminate the chance for them to protect, and you also have a very fast Fake Out to just stop them from outspeeding your Urshifu. So all you have to do is Fake Out the one that's faster than Urshifu, one-shot it with your Choice Band and Wicked Blow, and they can't avoid it. They can't hide from it. They can't protect from it.
I guess
disgusting.
They can protect a little bit. They can protect the Fake Out matter. Damage.
Oh, well, Fake Out damage. Enjoy this Choice Band boosted Wicked Blow, baby.
Shabam.
Yeah, shaboosh. No,
you're right. Oh, is that... I don't know. Is that convincing me to play Spike Move? Maybe. Maybe. I might
it's
try
a
that.
Good combo. Have you ever, like... You don't seem like the kind of guy that, like that used to play Parish Trap.
No. No, I never played Parish Trap. One, because it was banned Shadow in oh, Smoke fair. And stuff. So.
Shadow Tag is one of the most fun abilities. Just like playing with a Shadow Tag on your team and just being like, I know you can't escape this. It's just disgusting.
It.
Yeah.
I believe it.
It's fun.
Does that put Shadow Tag in high meta in Spike Myth? Or is that just a fun gimmick?
I don't think it's a gimmick. I think it's just honestly very good. Not a lot of people are playing it, but I think that the meta is developing. Like, it's a weird place we're currently in. It's where, like, the meta game is technically Series 13, but everyone's just avoiding it at all costs. Like, for example, I uploaded 3 Series 13 teams in the last 3 days. They all didn't get, like, top 5 uploads for the week. I upload 1 Spike Myth Cup versus Sableye VGC. That's number 2 currently for the whole week.
Sure, so but
people
that's
are
also,
searching for Spike Myth. You know, that's my opinion.
The sample size I don't think is large enough yet, just because that video is a collaboration video, and those
that's also
you know,
fair. Yeah,
may tend fair. To do a little bit better, but still worth. Yeah, I mean worth investigating, right? Like,
I mean, I don't have an option. I can't play Spike Myth on ladder. I have to collaborate.
That's exactly yeah. the problem is like, how do you go about making Spike Myth content for an entire 30 whatever days? How like we're still like at least 60 away from Scarlet and Violet.
Speaking of content, yeah, we're about I think 65 66 around there. Mm-hmm. Speaking of content, I won my first round of the Malamar Cup with holiday Pokemon only.
67 days, by the way.
Nice. Mm-hmm. You want to hear what the our round 2 is going to be for our theme?
Tell me.
It's actually really fun. If you guys are unaware what Malamar Cup is, we essentially roll for a random theme every single week. Our first theme was holiday Pokemon only. Mm-hmm. I ran a Dredna and Politoed team with Swift Swim. It was really fun.
It's up on the channel, right?
Yeah, videos of that are up on the channel. And I think videos of the Malamar Cup will be continued throughout the rest of the season. It's the one, it's the videos that start with VGC, but yeah, round 2 is going to be a fun one. I still have no idea what I'm going to do. It's you can only use Pokemon with base 100 speed or more.
Oh,
and it's series 9. Yeah, it's series 9. So there's no Zacian, there's no Calyrex, there's none of those involved. You can still use Regieleki though. But, like, my brain's going to, like, okay, everyone and their mother is going to use the fastest Pokemon in the game, right? So I can run Raichu and just, like, have Lightning Rod. Don't tell anyone, but that's kind of what I'm thinking about doing. It's Speedy Cup. Yeah, I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
I don't hate that. That's actually pretty interesting.
I was also considering going Trick Room.
Uh-huh.
With just a bunch of base 100s while everyone else is just going, like, with the fastest mons in the game. I just go with the Trick Room. With Comfy or something and a bunch of base 100s, because Comfy is base 100.
Yeah.
I feel and then like just you're like going reversing to hit, the speed.
I feel like you're going to hit a lot more people doing that exact same strategy.
Oof, I hope not.
Than I think you would. Yeah.
That I got to have a Tauntaun somewhere.
Maybe. A really
fast. Yeah, this
fast,
is
going to
be crazy.
Imprisoner. Yeah.
I don't know how this one's going to work out. Like the holiday Pokemon, I'll be honest, was kind of just, it kind of felt like Spike Myth. Mm-hmm. But with Dynamax, it kind of felt like Series 9 because there was a lot of holiday Pokemon like Cinderace that are pretty good, like Grimmsnarl, that was April Fool's. Like Colossal was, I don't know, Christmas because coal, fireplace, sure. I don't know. So you were allowed to still use very good Pokemon. You were still allowed to Dynamax them. But like this Speedy Cup thing, man, it's called Ricky Bobby. I don't know why, but sure.
Ricky Bobby, that's the Will Ferrell movie about a racer. So
that's probably why it's called. Yeah, that's why probably why it's called Ricky Bobby.
The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, I think.
So yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking of right now. I guess we'll see how my battles go this week.
That ought to be fun. Yeah, I would love to look more into Malamar's stuff as well. I mean, there's got to be ways. Ones in there. There's got to be some cool things that like we can do, just you and I, on that. Yeah,
just like random themes. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? With that, why don't we call that a podcast? Let's go and get some sleep. This has been
sleep.
Nah, we're gonna play Unite until like
Pokemon sleep. Since when?
Pokemon sleep. Thank you for listening to Pokesports at night. We are
not in the morning.
We are still 60 some odd days away from Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet. Super excited for that. Until then, we've got lots of fun stuff on the horizon. Fun stuff that we're working on right now. A lot of patron stuff. That's at patreon.com/pokesports. You can also check out youtube.com/pokesports to see the videos that Kevin's putting out and some of the videos that I put out every now and then sometimes. Who knows? I am also now streaming once a week on Twitch, twitch.tv/pokesports. Imagine that. By the time you listen to this, I will have already streamed. I'm streaming on Tuesday.
If you guys have trouble finding us anywhere, I don't know how. You have a serious issue. Yeah. It's not that hard. I think when we first made our like handles, we were like, we have to make this all the same. And somehow we messed that up, but we're still working towards making them all the same.
We're slowly making proper strides. I feel like Instagram and Twitter, we couldn't get just Pokesports.
Yeah, people took them.
Yeah. Not through any like popularity of our own. They just, you know, were already there.
I guess we weren't creative enough.
That's right. Yeah. Twitter is Pokesports Pod. Instagram is Pokesports Podcast. So go and check those out. Anyway. Yeah, that'll be all from us. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Later. Bye.